Hello everybody and welcome to this special PBIC Gold teleclass, and today I'm joined by my very good friend
Alex, the video guy. Alex, the audio guy again.
Alex, the audio guy, yeah, no video. Alex, the selfie guy as well. And today, Alex, we're going to be talking about something which I wrote about in a recent ledger. Well, it's going to be part of it, really. We talk about online and offline advertising. We're predominantly going to... The bulk of the teleclass is going to be about online and websites and stuff, you know? And I really want to... free people's minds a little bit as to the fact that they really need to be doing both. You know, they really need to be doing some offline and some offline marketing. Mm-hmm. Dan Kennedy says that you should do whatever, you know, whatever media is available and whatever media works. And I'm a big proponent of that. This is why I have building an email list. I do Facebook ads. I do have Facebook groups as well. But yeah, I build an email list. I've got an email list. I've got my direct mail list too. I've got stuff that goes out to just clients. I've got the weekly podcast. I'm writing blogs and stuff now. I'm doing more blogging this year, more press and stuff this year too. And yeah, so you know, already you can see there's a mix. Mm. There's a real marketing mixture of things going on there, you know? Has this, I know you obviously have a similar strategy, I guess, don't you? You've got a similar number of things on the bubble than your business, you know?
Yeah, not quite as many perhaps, but yeah.
Different type of business though.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Obviously I do videos, put videos up there on various socials, and, one thing I want to do more of actually this year is in the last half of this year is like get more stuff onto YouTube, so yeah. I've got a bit more of like an archive for people to go and to go and learn from and look at. But yeah, email list as well, direct mail list, co-hosting the podcast with yourself.
Yeah.
So a bit of a
bit of everything. Well. And I think I'm going to contradict myself a little bit now because we're going to talk a bit more about online. But again, Dan Kennedy says that if you're doing emails, podcasts, should we say, emails, blogs, social media, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, then and even pay-per-click, you know, stuff like that, or Facebook adverts and things like that, they are all still just online.
Yeah.
You know, they're all relying on an online medium, you know, and to not have any offline at all in your business really doesn't make sense. Yeah. Even if the bulk of the stuff that you're doing on offline is for current clients to upsell them and stuff, you know, it has to be there. That, you know, there should be. And I think most of the guys are doing that now. You know, they might be writing emails or blogs, but they'll also have redoing a newsletter. You know,
yeah.
Or postcards, events. Obviously, I forgot about events, didn't we? Yeah, do a lot of events. Just getting back from a little bit of a seminar tour, and yeah. So I think it's worth stressing that point as well. You know, that you, even if you're doing loads of things, and most online gurus, gurus that I see anyway. They aren't even like the most effective online one. Is obviously face, you know, some kind of advert, some kind of paid targeted ad that sends people to an email list, you know, where you can then follow up with them. But most of the gurus aren't even doing that, you know.
Yeah.
It's all this like ephemeral content and stuff that it's here today, gone 5 seconds later, isn't it? You know, and you know, if it gets likes, it gets likes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But like, there's no rhyme or reason to it anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's so funny, actually. I saw someone post in a certain group on Facebook the other day, quite a big one, being really chuffed with themselves for getting so many hits on a blog or something, or
right.
Getting so many likes or something like that. And they were just kind of sharing the success of it, which
yeah,
is totally fair. To feel like, oh my God, I can't believe my blog has received this many hits. It's great. I'm really chuffed. And then they literally said, now all I have to do is find out a way of...
I saw that one too.
You know the one I'm talking about, yeah. Oh, I just have to find some way of making money from this. And yeah, I know it was. I was like, duh.
That's exactly right.
Problem, isn't it? So if you are going to do any socially online stuff, that's the thing to be aware of, isn't it? It's like...
Do not confuse activity with achievement.
Exactly. Yeah. Whilst, you know, all exposure is good and stuff, you can't go to the bank with Facebook likes.
No, you can't. I think I wrote in it. I can't remember where I wrote this now, but, you know, I would rather have 100 people, a direct mail list of 100 people who'd say, bought a book from me, than... you know, like you say, a Facebook page with 50,000 likes, or a YouTube channel with 300,000 subscribers, you know,
who've never bought anything from you at all.
Exactly. Yeah, because this is an interesting point we should pick up on, actually. What you need to be very careful of, I just talked about this in the seminar that I did at the weekend, about how the dog is always learning, you know, and like your dog is always learning. Whether you want them to or not, you know. So whether you're actively teaching them anything or not, your dog is always learning, and like to a degree, you're always marketing, and to a degree, you're always sort of training your client, training your prospects, you know. And if you're not careful, doing just that kind of thing, you can train your prospects to just enjoy getting free stuff from you really quickly, you know. So like this happens if you give like. Too much stuff away in emails, or you know, too much stuff away just generally in free content. You actually train your clients to not buy from you.
It's a good point. Yeah,
not very sensible at all.
Because then I suppose, like, you know, if you were to offer them something later down the line, kind of all of a sudden,
yeah,
it's going to be like, oh, who the hell's this guy?
Yeah, he's changed. You know what I mean? Oh, you know,
because we give him money.
No, they do. I mean, it really happens. You know, so. Yeah, you got to make sure what the end goal is, and this is why you shouldn't get too much of a boner if your Facebook post gets 100 likes or whatever, you know, and, or 1,000 or whatever it is. But anyway, getting back to online stuff, Alex, something that we haven't mentioned, which we're going to talk about now, is websites. And I get a lot of critiques and stuff for websites, so I wanted to kind of go over some website basics, so that. Yeah, people's had a bit of a clearer idea of what the website should be doing.
Yeah. I think this will be quite interesting because people get quite hung up about websites, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
And they think that it's got to be, like, amazing, perfect, like, fucking... I don't know. From what I've seen, people plough a lot of effort into their website, and I'm just kind of sat there thinking, yeah, it needs to be good, but it... You know, it only warrants a certain amount of time, and like you're gonna talk about, obviously, it needs to be set up in the correct way, so that it's not just like a big. It can quite easily become like a self-indulgent,
a vanity thing. Totally, it really can. Uh-huh. And not enough. Hardly anybody puts enough thought into who the website's aimed at.
Yeah,
which in turn leads to what kind of copy should be on there, and very often. Your website designer won't be able to help you with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they think they will. But in a way that we sell, direct response type stuff, they won't know what that means, you know. They're effectively, a lot of them are, you know, graphic designers who can code, you know. They know how to make a pretty picture.
Yeah.
They know how to make it look pretty. They know how to have moving pictures on there, etc. But they don't know how to sell.
Yeah,
and that selling isn't their priority. They're interested in making it look pretty. I'm interested in a website selling, you know. Yeah. And people, what is the impression I'm giving off when people are landing on my website? Websites. I mean, you should have one. Let's just clear that up. I think straight away, you know, you should have a website. It's as soon as you can, anyway. I mean, obviously, if you're really struggling, you know, just get by with it. Facebook page or something until you can do it, you know. But I mean, a cheap website it doesn't cost very much money at all. You want to be sending people to something, you know, that's not on social, really. You know, you want to be sending them somewhere where they can find out more about you and buy something from you. You know, that's what we're after at the end of the day. We want people to buy something from us. So if that's the objective, And we know, because we do know, that people don't buy straight away. They take some time. They own it, and they buy more fast, more quickly if you have follow-up. But then it would make sense to build a website that in some way, or even predominantly, the point of the website is to like capture leads to, so you can follow up with people.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yeah, totally. It needs to be, I suppose you can think of it as a bit of a hub, can't you? A bit of a hub for your stuff.
Yeah.
And your products and services and whatnot. But as you say, immediately then, I think that's why people, come back to the point I made before, I guess that's why people, through no fault of their own really, sometimes end up, well, more often than not, end up with websites that are just a bit like me, because you think, right, and it needs to show off me, and
I've had them websites in the past myself.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and it needs to paint me in the best possible light, but as you've just said, you know, really, it's similar to Facebook in a way, isn't it, in that, like, the real goal is to get them off there, in a way, and get them into a medium, because people, it's unlikely that people are going to come across your website and come back to it every day, week, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just not going to happen.
No.
So we want to get them onto a medium where we can consistently follow up with them. And sure, we'll probably redirect them back onto the website, a blog post or like a separate section or something. But I think, yeah, it's just about like being realistic and thinking someone isn't... It's very unlikely that someone's going to come onto this website and stay here for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But we set them up.
Well, we do. We do. Well, yeah, you're right. We should. Yeah, why I? We got that. Cool. So, a little diversion there, Alex, whilst my dad was shouting for us.
We've moved over into the sun again as
well. Yeah, we have. It was a good opportunity, wasn't it? Just to recap what we said then, there's a really important point that people need to take on board. The website is there to sell your services and promote your services. Yeah? Otherwise, why would you do it? You know, that's what it's there for. But we know that only 0.2 or 0.02 of the people who land on the website are going to buy anything from you straight away.
Yeah?
It's a tiny, tiny amount. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't be trying to sell your services to those people who are ready to buy right now, but the real purpose of it should be to capture the details of all the people who are interested but not ready to buy just yet.
Yeah.
Which, again, really lends itself to having some form of lead capture on the website, you know? Well, how do you get people's details? You get people's details by offering them a solution to a problem that they've got.
Yeah.
Yes, which is why we do the whole... You know, if you're a dog walker, you might have a page that says, is your dog bored? Does he chew the house up whilst you're out at work? You know, just click here to get the 5 top tips on how you can exercise your dog and make sure he's happy even while you're 30 miles away in your office.
Fucking hell. Someone take that and run with it. That was good. I suppose it's a different and it's a sort of deeper topic in itself. But what you just said there, I think is really important to highlight as well, is that whatever you do offer them is results driven and solution driven rather than, hi, I'm Dom the dog trainer, I've got this many qualifications, I'm a really, really good dog trainer and I can train your dog, so here's, download my ebook.
It sounds like me and Alex are massaging each other. We're not, we're just putting suntan lotion on.
Well, they don't know that.
Stop trying to make that clear there.
Yes.
Rolling around in the hay. wishes people.
We in a silly class with like, yeah, this, like, I don't know.
Sound effects.
Yeah.
But no, sorry, carry on, pal. Are we done?
Yeah, no, well, just that. Yeah, yeah. So.
Results driven.
Think of it from the customer's perspective. You know, why should they part with their precious email address, which they've just decluttered, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, nobody wants to do it, you're dead right. It has to be, no, it's no good, you're right, yeah. So, to take it further then, so what you shouldn't do is then, you shouldn't just say, sign up here to find out about more about my business.
Yeah.
Because no one's fucking going to do that. No, or very few, again, if the stats are something like 0.02% of the people are going to actually buy something, well, the chances of somebody signing up for that must be like 0.5% or something. Yeah. Like that. You know, it must be a tiny amount of people who've got. Why? Because why do they want it? People don't want it, do they? People want solutions, like you say. They want answers to problems. And so your the topic of your lead magnet, if you like, your has to be something that is going to be something that they want. How do you find out that information? Well, you ask them questions, don't you? You know, you ask them questions and you find out what their pain points are and what their struggles are, and then you just go away and create from that. So it always starts with the market, you know. I would go so far as to say you'd be virtually completely wasting your time having an email sign-up box on your page that says, sign up for my daily emails here, or sign up for my, you know, with no kind of, no targeting at all for the person who's landed on the page.
I agree. I totally agree.
Now, what I will say is, I will back up a tad and say that for many pet business owners who are just starting out, probably you're probably better off going down an offline route and creating a newsletter, I think, really. You know, and that's what I do recommend my guys do as well. So I would say, put a pin in the emails for now, but get some offline stuff going, because that can get out there. It's local marketing, you know, it's grassroots marketing. You can get people who are vets, groomers, doggy daycares, doggy delicatessens, all these different type of places, designer dog shops, who can distribute your newsletter for you, basically, and advertise to people who could be your clients, you know?
Yeah.
However, if you've got a more established business, or if you've, you know, you're serious about marketing, then building an email list is a must. Is an absolute must. And I think that a lot of people really struggle with this because they don't see the value of follow-up themselves. They don't, and yet even though they came into my world via follow-up, you know, via the process of following up with emails, and they're going to get a lot of resistance from doing this type of thing from somebody who doesn't know anything about this type of marketing. So your website designer will likely want to just put a little box in the corner, at the bottom right-hand corner, that says, sign up here for, find out more about my business, you know? Whereas that's never going to be seen, you know? And I'll take it back a step further and say, I would wager people will have more success in their business if they did a similar thing to what I did when I started the mentor and coaching side of things, which is to just have the landing page. So I had just the landing page for the 33 ideas, and I had that for... before I had a website. Jesus, I mean, I had a website for a little while, but it wasn't very good. And then the proper website just kind of went online at Impact, didn't it?
Really? Yeah, it did.
Went online at Impact, which was April. And I started the coaching, building the email list, probably March, April of 2017. So I managed for almost 2 years with a landing page.
Yeah, wow.
And I filled boot camps and sold books and coaching programs and built the PBIC and everything like that just with that. And don't think just because my business is slightly different that you couldn't do the same thing, because you can. You could target adverts to a landing page to get tips or something like that in your local area. You know, obviously you only want dog owners in your town, and get them on your email list that way and start following up with them and stuff. But having... So to me, you'd be better off doing that. But you quickly want to have... Yeah, I just think there comes a point where when you've got a few clients or things to tick along nicely, it makes sense to automate the marketing a bit more, you know?
Yeah.
And so creating a lead magnet, either writing blogs and sending people, you know, the call to action at the blog, or having some targeted adverts going that then send people to the sign-up page where you can follow up with them and get them in this process to turn them from prospects to customers. It just makes sense, you know. It makes sense, and it, for many reasons, Alex, it gets you. Well, it just makes sense anyway, because it's going to bring a steady stream of leads into the business, hopefully. But it gets you moving as well. It gets you moving with what I call proper marketing, you know. So it gets you writing emails, which again is a skill you have to learn and develop, isn't it? You know, but that skill can then be used to help you to create products and more effective offline advertising, books. You know, yeah. I would wager that it'll be easier. I'd be interested to hear from the guys who are doing this now. Actually, I would wager that it would be much easier for the guys who are writing books now, who've written emails and stuff before, rather than just writing a book from scratch.
Oh,
when all you've written is like a shopping list and a, you know what I mean, for the last however many years. So yeah, get you moving in many ways. You got you moving, certainly, didn't it, with the content side of things?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I when I wrote my book, I'd been emailing for a while. Not a huge amount of time, but a decent amount of time.
And I think your next book, you said, was going to be rehashed emails and content anyway, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah, just the best bits of that. Yeah, with a bit of, you know, strung together a bit more eloquently and with some proper sections and stuff, but for all intents and purposes, it's just going to be best emails, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Sure. So, for new people, don't worry too much about emails yet. Get some offline stuff going first because it's going to be faster. You're going to be able to put it in the hands of people who are more likely to be your customers. Once you're rocking and rolling, definitely start building a list. And you see, I cannot stress this enough, how important the list is. So when I first did like the Dastardly Dog Transformation Program and all that kind of thing, I started off by writing emails with a list. Then we asked them questions, what the problems were, and then I created the Dastardly Dog Transformation Program. That continued with the book, How to Be a Dog Superhero, and it continued with the Superhero Dog Owners in a Circle. But tell me if I get too far away, buddy, I'm just helping a chicken out. when it came to me then, oh, you bitch, just been bitten off a chicken. when it came to me then doing the Grow Your Peppers fast side of the business, the first step was to build a list. So I had to start all over again, building the list. Sign up page, building a list, find out what people want, what their problems were, created the Grow Your Peppers as fast profit Kickstarter, etc., etc. Do you know? So, and this is how I recommend almost everybody goes about the business. So if you're somebody who has a number of strands to the business, you have training, you have walking or whatever, you need to have separate ways of, not even separate mediums, but you need to be a separate message that's going to these two people. Yes, there's some cross-selling you'll be able to do, but ultimately, yeah, you're going to be way more successful by segmenting your audience that way. Yeah,
you can target them just so much more specifically, can't you? And rather than kind of dishing out a generic-ish message,
yeah, for sure,
they're going to feel more like whatever it is that you're helping them with, teaching them, offering them, selling them, is more like
for them,
meant directly for them.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right, mate. Yeah. This is like an interesting point. So we got someone, one of my platinum members. Rachel Wolven, she has a field and she does classes and behavioural consults as well, and she has a dog walk inside of the business too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what we've done is, for the website, for the new website that she's got, we've gone down the route of, like, what do you need help with? Yeah. And then there's these three options, you know? You shouldn't promote it as, like, a field. It should say, you know, so what do you need help with? You know, can you not excite your dog off lead? Click here to learn more about our field, you know, our safe field hire thing, you know. Do you have a puppy that is stressing you out and not doing what he's told? Click here to learn more about the thing we service, you know. Is your dog chewing up your home? Click here for the dog. Then that almost takes them to a website within a website type of thing, you know, where everything from that point on should be just about that thing that someone's talked about, you know. Whereas traditionally, on a website page, people will have, on the home page, it'll advertise all of their services. And then on the next page, it'll almost advertise all of their services. On the service page, it'll advertise all their services as well, you know. But you want to kind of funnel them into the information and help that they want. Yeah, and yes, it is a bit more work, you know. But the results that you're going to get from it are going to be far, far greater.
Yeah.
And like ultimately, eventually, you should, if you really want these businesses to grow and you've got capacity, etc., then you should have separate lead magnets for each one of these things as well, you know? It's no good, like you just said, it's just going to muddy the waters too much if you try and talk to everybody about everything, because they're not interested, you know? Talk to them about the stuff that they want.
Yeah, sort of lose them quicker, right? Yeah, they're going to switch off and be like, this doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
I suppose that's the thing to keep in mind throughout all of this online stuff, is that, like, people's attention spans
yeah.
and and uh, Yeah, well, it's they're just shorter and shorter, aren't they, all the time? And like, you have to hit people where it's necessary, not physically, as quickly as you can, really.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they're just going to think, well, I can get better information quicker elsewhere, or something similar, you know.
And you devalue your service as well by generalizing it too much, you know. You command higher prices by specializing a lot more. So Dan talks about, like, your website should be, think of it like a building, you know, where if you were inviting someone into a building, you would want them into your house, I guess, you know what I mean? You would bring them into the porch area, you know, or you would meet them at the door and ask, and if they had anything that you wanted, then you would invite them into the porch, yeah? And so that's like where you, so the message needs to be spot on your website. It needs to be really clear about what it is that you can help them with, or what their problem is that you can help them with. You know, obviously we start with the pain point. Then we want to lead them somewhere else. So, you know, so you're a video guy, yeah, and you're helping out. Let's say you're going down, because you've got a number of different parts of your business, Alex, and
yeah.
Well, one of them we talked about today was like the bigger companies, wasn't it? Like the industrial companies and stuff, which
it
isn't like the sexiest, most creative work for you, but like it's often the highest pain, you know? So like, we want some of that action, don't we, you know? So that could be a message specific for that type of company, you know? And the pictures on the website and that should be reflective of that as well.
Yeah.
Or testimonials and stuff possibly on there too, you know? And are you interested in it? And then they should be taken to a page that speaks to them just about their stuff, you know, and like and their problems and that. And yeah, so Dan uses like the house analogy, bringing people in. You wouldn't bring someone into your house and just let them wander all over the place.
Yeah. Good
you know,
point.
You want to control where they go, what they do.
Yeah.
You want to keep an eye on them. You want to keep them where you can control them, you know. And which leads us on to like the thing what everybody does, which I kind of recommend they don't do, and I did this originally in the past, is like there's too many things that are going to take people away from this path that you've laid out for them. So you can lay out this path of saying, do you have a problem with your dog? You know, is he chewing up the house, et cetera, et cetera. Click here to get the 5 tips. Then if they want to click that, they can. If not, then they can find out more information about you. But often people have so many other things on the page that is going to lead them away from that path, like social media icons.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Or maybe it's a sign up to a blog page that has nothing to do with the fucking thing that you're selling. You know what I mean? You might be talking about something else in the blog, or it could be your YouTube video page or something like that. Or it could be, even people have these fucking, like the members of organisations and stuff, and they're sending them off to the organisation's page.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Excuse me.
Bless you.
So yeah, when you think about it, it is crazy, isn't it? You know, but again, this is something that your website designer, these are the things that they're going to want on there, and they're going to recommend that you have on there. They're going to put them on there automatically. But you know, why would you want to spend all that time getting the marketing message right, sending people to your website, and then giving them an opportunity to go to Facebook to see your Facebook page? What are they going to do on your Facebook page?
Yeah.
So once they're back in Facebook, Facebook's in control then, and it's going to show them all kinds of things. And what are you going to say to them on your Facebook page or on your Twitter page that you can't say to them on your website, or that you can't say to them in email, or you can't say to them in a PDF download or something, you know?
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all.
It's mad when you think about it, but again, like, it seems like the thing to do when you first start, doesn't it? It's like, oh, well, I've got that, so I have to link to it. Yeah, but why? Why would you do it? If you want them to be there for a specific reason, why would you want
to buy
them
from you?
Yeah. Why would you want to send them somewhere else?
And these are things that I pick up on like straight away, you know? This is something, if you're going to send me a website, I'm going to say, well, I wouldn't have those things on there. I'm going to say that to you straight away. And you can choose to listen and, and make your website more potent, or you can choose to ignore me and you know, continue to send people to places that is going to make it less likely for them to buy something from you. So that's like the basics. You know, we want to be really specific, really niched really talking to people about one particular problem that they've got. Even if you have like three parts of the business, you know, you should be, obviously one of those parts is going to be, have more potential than others and might be bringing in more money than everything else. Well, that's the thing that you should start with first, you know. You're far better off doing this for one part of the business and then adding on the other bits over time, mm-hmm, than trying to promote everything. So the thing about doing this type of marketing, Alex, is that the people who were going to buy anyway, the very small amount of people who were going to buy anyway, they will still buy.
Yeah.
But it just means that you've at least got a shot at getting the people who aren't ready to buy yet, of which there are many, many more, you know. So yeah. So then when we look at expanding the website a bit. Blogging is often something that comes up, and I know a couple of people have been doing blogging courses and stuff lately. You probably, really, if you've been in the PBIC any length of time, you should have enough material in the ledgers, because a lot of the stuff that I talk about with books would directly apply to blogs and stuff as well. So it's not like you should be short of ideas, but the blog is... To me, the blog highlights your expertise, if you like. It should do anyway. It should tell people what the problem is that you can help them with, which means that you need to be talking about the problems that people have got in your blogs. But there must be a call to action at the end of the blog to phone you up or, you know, email you for more personal help, or really is to sign up to get on the email list or on the direct mail list, really, where they can get a free report or something like that, or a free tip sheet or a free video series or something like that. So the blog, everything has to tie in together.
Yeah.
The blog, the newsletters, whatever it is that you're doing, should be sending people somewhere. Should be sending people to the best way that you've constructed to turn people from prospects to clients. You know, they should all almost go through the same funnel, if you like, you know. But they shouldn't exist. If you're adding a blog to your website, it shouldn't be there just for SEO purposes and stuff. It should send people, the point of the blog should be to send people to a sign-up page, you know, or like to an appointment. And I think people are frightened to sell sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
They're frightened to say, oh, by the way, I've got this thing that you can buy. And like, yeah, it's stupid, because that's...
Do you think it's like they haven't read blogs that have got that much selling in them before, so they think it's like the wrong thing to do or something? But then again, like you say, you think about it for a second and it makes total sense. It's like, if you like this, well, I have this which is better.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you offer that to someone?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, everything could tie it together. So as an example, if you were a trainer, you know, a puppy trainer, well, then you might give away a puppy email series, or you might give away a puppy ebook or a puppy video series or something like that. But then you can write, you know, 20 blogs of 500 page words each, based upon the 20 top different things that you can do with your, that you should be doing with your puppy, or the 20 mistakes you should avoid, which could also be the lead magnet, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, the emails. The lead magnet could just be a joined-up version of all of the blogs, which could be the emails as well. So everything ties in together. Everything ties in together. Everything is designed to help move that puppy owner from where they are now to a place where they want more information from you. So you definitely should offer some value, you know. I'm not saying selling is the only thing that you do. You have to offer value and demonstrate your expertise and stuff. But you ultimately, once you've done that... Then it's like, well, yeah, this is where you go next. This is where you should go next if you're ready, because some people will move like quick like that. You know, they'll go bop bop bop. I've had people go from seminar to a free book offer to like spending £1,000 on an impact ticket or something. You know, like within the space of 2 hours. And then I've got other people who listen to podcasts every week. They're on the email list. They might have bought a book 18 months ago, but they might not move until, you know, until next week or something. You know what I mean? Or when I offer something then. But it's like you have to have that follow-up process in place. But you don't feel like there's a long time where they have to incubate before you offer them something, really.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any, I don't have anything else to retort on that. It makes complete sense. I mean, it's a bit of a culture shift, isn't it? In a way, it's a bit of like a thinking shift for a lot of people. This whole like, well, just selling in general, and like you know, like you said earlier on in the call, if you like, we're going to be talking to a few people here who are pretty new and pretty fresh.
Yeah.
In the business, so the website is going to be quite a new thing, and presumably so is selling and offering stuff to people. So it probably is, you probably are going to have a bit of like resistance to it at first, especially again if you've seen or if you haven't read other blogs that maybe have this kind of element to them. But I would say just go with it. Heed the advice that you're hearing on this call. Give it a go, because like anything, it'll improve over time anyway, and you'll get more, you'll kind of find your voice a little bit, won't you, when you're writing?
Yeah, for sure. These calls to action. Talk about finding the voice actually as well. Like, don't forget, the big advantage of having a website, radio, website is like stuff like video, you know? You can have video on there. So you can have a video series instead of an email series if you wanted one,
yeah.
You know, or a video series delivered via email or something, or an audio series, you know, have some audio as well. I've been listening to some interesting stats lately about Google is indexing audio on that now.
Oh wow, cool.
They're starting to do it anyway, you know, so which means that, I mean, just shows the capabilities of the but they're obviously transcribing everything that's on there as audio. Yeah. For you, almost. I mean, you're not going to get the transcript, but it's going to be there in code on your website, and it's going to be searchable as well, you know? So I think it's coming in now. It's either started or it's coming in. And so having audio on your website, which I guess includes video as well, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's going to help you in terms of, like, your ranking and your findability, I guess, you know, for people out there.
That's cool. Yeah, good to
know. Yeah, and if you look at some of my blogs and that, I'll write a blog, but then I will include a video with it, or a snippet of a podcast or something like that. So I guess over time I should see the benefits of that. But yeah, I thought that was worth mentioning.
Yeah, definitely. No, I didn't know that. It's good to know. Yeah.
So I think that kind of wraps up the main points about the website, really. You need to, like, a basic website, I would say, would be a homepage that is a homepage that tells people about your business, but it mainly directs people to sign up for something that will help them to solve a problem that they've got, even if it's just help them making a decision about something. A services page, like a blog, I guess, you know what I mean? A blog where you are... It's going to help you with the SEO and stuff over time. Again, not something I would overly stress about, because Google, a bit like Facebook, want you to pay anyway for ads. You know, they're constantly tweaking the SEO so that not that it penalizes you, but you've got to create a lot of content in blogs it doesn't matter how much content you create with blogs. It's hardly ever going to be as effective as like a paid targeted advert. You know what I mean? So it's like, be sensible about how much stuff you're going to put on there. Getting people's contact details is a must. Have you got anything else to add about that, Alex? And I think we'll add on to the end of this. We'll add on my little, the little website overview that I did at Impact,
yes,
where I basically told people about the website.
Because
that kind of talks people through the thought process that goes into the website. I don't want people to read too much into it and copy it even, because obviously mine's a slightly different business, a very different business now to what a lot of people's in the group's going to be. And as mine's very much an authority website, the Grow Your Pet Business Fast one now, you know, so I want people, when they land on that page, to see me as the leader that I am, you know, the leader in the marketing side of things that I am. And everything on the website should reinforce that. And at the same time, you'll see if you flick through the website, there's a call to action to sign up for the emails on virtually every single page, I would imagine.
Yeah.
The blogs all point people to a book or to signing up for the 33 ideas. Everything is everything was all geared towards that. So it's a slightly different kind of website than they're going to have, but the ultimate, hopefully they'll see what I'm doing.
Yeah, definitely. Cool, man. I think the only final points I would have would just be, you reminded us talking about video, about, like, obviously, I think that's a very important thing for you to have on your website. But furthermore, it needs to be you. Like, I think for 99% of businesses, well, no, 100% of businesses, really.
99.9.
They need to have a figurehead, doesn't it? It needs to have a person, a personality that is driving it forward, who is there to provide like an anchor, like a hook for people to connect with and to feel kind of invested in, you know? And I think a lot of people in the PBIC are doing this more now, but I still think that people could be doing more to put them front and center. And to be honest, present company included, you know, I think I could be doing that more. So I would say that whilst, you know, if you're going to take some action on what you've heard on this call, and whether you're starting your website fresh or whether perhaps you're going to tweak it accordingly, if you've already got one, try and put you front and center. And if that means, you know, getting some video on there so that people can read a blog, for example, but then put a face to a name.
Yes. And
be like, oh, right, that's the guy or gal who wrote this. That's cool. Like, I think that's just so... I think it's crucial, to be honest.
Agreed.
Because especially if you're running a business which is personal, which I think most people in the PBIC are.
Yes.
If you're offering dog walking or dog training or something, people want to know exactly who's going to be doing it.
Yeah.
But I think that same concept applies to the website as a whole in general. You know?
Yeah.
It needs to be you.
I totally agree, mate. That's an excellent point. A really excellent point. And that is something that I pick up on people for all the time, in a similar way that I do with their newsletters, you know. It's like, yeah, you're giving away lots of information here that's really good. Like you said, I picked you up for it as well.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, with the website, it's like, who am I going to buy from here? People buy people, and they need to see you. Mm. And I guess that would be something that they would get from my website would be,
yeah.
There's no doubt about it that it's who Dom is. You know very quickly, whichever page that you're on, who Dom is. And that it's, not that it's all about Dom, but it is, yeah, it's a very personality-driven business.
Yeah.
And but as everybody should be. It's an excellent point. I think with the websites, I say that all the time as well.
Yeah,
it's like, just, what is, you know, who is, I get that you do, I get that you walk dogs, yeah, but like, that's all I know at the minute, you know, like, I don't know.
I see it, obviously, as well in, like, with other video guys and that as well, and other production companies, but especially people who are like one man bands, you know. And I'll come across someone in Instagram or something, and be like, oh, he seems to be doing pretty cool stuff. I see what they're all about, and they give me no information at all, other than I've made these films.
Yeah,
here's a list of films I've made, and even then, they just show them, and I guess the mentality is like, oh well, they should just do the talking themselves, but I don't know. If they filmed it, if they've edited it, the crew was, blah, blah, blah. And and it's so frustrating. Because I'm always looking out for contacts to have in my industry, because they're so like few and far between.
Uh-huh.
But if someone isn't going to take the time to at least kind of, I don't know, give me a little bit to show me who they are, well, what's the point? You know? And that applies to the pet industry just as much, you know? So... it's not hard to do. I mean, yeah, at first it might be a bit like, ooh, might have a bit of imposter syndrome coming in, be like, who am I to say this? And if you're not feeling particularly confident or whatever, but you just have to, I don't know, take
Poor
it by
pair.
The balls a bit, yeah, and yeah, just kind of go full on, and because it will work.
Agreed, buddy, agreed, 100%. I think just to tie in with what I just said before, about how a lot of the stuff that we teach with books is very similar to the stuff like with the blogs and websites and stuff. It's dead right. I mean, the last ledger was all, the first part was all about how important it is for personality. You know, you have to have personality in your book. It's like, it's not the only ingredient, but it's a huge ingredient.
Yeah.
The main ingredient, if you like, and as it should be on everything else. Yeah.
Definitely,
definitely, buddy. Definitely.
Cool.
Perfect.
Excellent.
So we'll finish off with that outro for the video, at the little presentation at Impact, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Cool, man. Thanks for your time, Alex.
No worries. Thanks for that, Dom. It was great.
See you later.
Ta-ra.
New website's live. Fuck me. How long has this took? Fucking do my head in. Anyway, I'll quickly show you it, just so you can see like what I'm trying to do with the website as well. It might give you some ideas for yours. But anyway, this is... This kind of ties in with some of the stuff that we talked about before, just in the last presentation, about whenever I look at anything now, whenever I look at any marketing, I always think like, oh, what's that? Like, what's the point of that? You know, that's like basically my thing. Like, what are you trying to get people to do with your marketing then? You know, and again, when you know when someone's whatever it is that you're doing, I'm most often saying, what's the point? And with the website, it's like, what's the point as well? So this website is a bit different to what I thought it was going to be, what I planned it originally, because of the different kind of aspects of the business now. But this is really, for me, this is like an authority website, basically, you know? So this website's been designed to kind of position me as an authority figure within the pet industry type thing. So hopefully it'll do that. If not, we're in the shit. But the main kind of call to action all the time, all the way through, is to get people on the email list. Okay, so that's what I'm wanting to do all the time. So even though I've got the PBIC, I've got coaching programs, I run events, I do tours all over the country, I've got products, I write books, all these different things that I do. I could do private marketing consultations for people if they want me to. First thing I want to do is I want to get their email list. I want to get them on my email list all of the time. Yeah. Why? Because email and direct mail are the only two, not even guaranteed, but they're the only two sort of reliable ways to follow up with people. Yeah. There's no icons on here to send people off to a Facebook page or anything like that. Yeah. That's not what I'm interested in. You know, if someone's managed to track me down via a blog or via a book, or via a YouTube video, or via a podcast, or something like that, and they've managed to find this website, the fucking last thing I want to do is to send them somewhere else. I want them to stay on here. I want them consuming the content on here, and I want them to be sufficiently interested enough to hopefully buy something. But if not, I want them to sign up for the free shit. Okay? And to a greater or lesser degree, your website should be doing a similar thing. Obviously, if you're not emailing, then it's difficult. Then, you know, it's not worth getting an email list. But then how are you going to follow up? That would be my question then. So again, authority, right? So grow your pet business faster, Dom Hodgson. Straight away, there's an option for sign up to get the free 33 ideas. Author, I'm telling them that I'm an author, yeah? It's a big deal for me to be known and recognised as being an author. You can't spell authority without author. All these different cliches are true. Yeah, Vicky's going to come and talk about books later on. Public speaking, yeah? So I'm showing off. So writing and speaking are two big things that position me as an expert. Okay? Even if... Now, you guys know this because you guys have been privy to this from the start. When I wrote How to Be a Dog Superhero, and then I went down and I did the first Grow Your Pet Business. I did one up at Rebecca's, didn't we, Alex, first? We did one at Rebecca's at Raven River, and then we went to Jane's and we did that thing then. And as soon as I did the talk, it was like, who is this guy? Oh, he's the pet business guy. Right? I'd only been the pet business guy for like 5 minutes, you know? Well, I'd been doing marketing for a long time in my own business, but I'd only been trying to position myself as a pet business guy for 5 minutes. And already I was starting to recognize. Got a few different seminars straight away from that. Why? Writing, speaking. Again, some of you, with different kind of businesses, a lot of this you might not apply straight away, but like the strategy behind it does, you know, the whole increasing how you're viewed by everybody else, all right? Even if you're new, okay? So speaking. So I want people to know that I'm a speaker. Might not be a very good one. Might not be able to understand what I'm saying, but I want them to know that I'm a speaker. I want them to know that I put on events. and mentoring. I want them to know that there's mentoring services as well. It's an awful picture, that. I don't know why he's put that one on there. Fucking hell. I know I'm not the best looking guy, but that's fucking disgusting. testimonials, yeah? I've got lots of testimonials on this website. One from... Mr. Dan Kennedy. I should put the second one on there as well, shouldn't I? The skeptical woman. Who was that skeptical woman? Yeah. This. Now, this doesn't mean anything really to anybody as regards
as regards my ability to coach you, the fact that I've shook Theo Pophetus's hand, it doesn't help you one way or the other. But means a lot of people land on the website. Yeah?
You look younger.
Ah. That implies that I don't look young now. Just think, I'll look tonight. I'll look tomorrow night. Fucking hell. Big deal, yeah? Big deal. Anything like this is a big deal.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw that and I thought, how the fuck did he get to do that?
Yeah, well, you know how I did it, don't you? Yeah. I sent a fucking tweet. Yeah. We tweeted something and he retweeted it. And yeah, and then this was about maybe 2 years later or something, I went down to this event that they were running. And it was worth going down just for that, just to get the photograph taken. Got one from Jane on there for when I went to that place, and one from Fiona as well. Again, call to action at the bottom, yeah? I'll probably take that off, actually, that contact dorm. I don't really want people contacting me. I'd rather they just signed up to the email list. So what else have we got? So this is where I was kind of torn, because there's... that's not really true, actually, because if I'm doing advertising, so if I'm doing advertising, which I am doing, Stephen, who's speaking tomorrow, is doing my Facebook ads campaign for me. But when we're doing Facebook ads, we send people to, like, a specific page. We send people to a landing page, yeah? So we'll present them with some content, and then we'll say, you know, if you want to learn more, go there, you know? And then it'll take them to a specific page. I wouldn't just be sending people to the website to just let them do whatever the fuck they want. I want to send them to the landing page to get their sign-ups up. So because I am a big deal around here, and I want to be perceived as such, and I want to be a big deal for years to come, I wanted to put some content on there. I wanted to put some really quite decent content on there as well. And the reason why I wanted to do that is because I know in the past, when I'm like fishing around, you know, when I'm like stumble across somebody and I want to know more about them, if there's something that I like, we talked about this in the podcast as well, didn't we, Alex, with you, with the band and that. You remember when you stumbled across the band? Who were they? They had a funny name, Periphery. Yeah. That's right, yeah. Go on, tell the tale quickly. I can't remember it. We really should rehearse this more. Just the fact that you kind of stumbled across them and then you, like, consumed all their shit, basically.
Oh, yeah. They had a documentary about them on their YouTube channel. So, discovered them, heard a song or two, was like, oh, cool, I think I like this band. Went on into YouTube to find more or to see them live or whatever. And they had, like, an hour-long documentary of them recording the album, and that, like, by the time I watched that, I felt a lot more, like, invested in them. Mm. Like, I knew them more, and I was like, yeah, I really like these guys. It wasn't just about the actual...
And this is what I want when people come in here, you know? I want them to do that, but I don't want them to go to YouTube necessarily. I want everything to be on... mostly everything to be on here. I'd rather they went to YouTube, Amazon, came in that way, and then ended up here, you know? So, like, all roads lead to Rome for me. For this website. So there's an events page. There's an about, which I'm quite happy with. So on the about page, I've kind of interwoven myself into the story of dogs here. Like how dogs came a thing, and then, again, personal stuff on there. Yeah, that's Toby taking a dump on that thing many years ago. John's there. There's the picture with Theo again. But this is like, this is a story, you know? And then there's the one man and his dog, there's this thing at the bottom. The blog, there's the blog, like I said. I've never really done a lot of blogging before, but I've got content there, so it's on there. You might recognise that face. Again, this is all just like position me as an expert type stuff, and it's hopefully interesting content. So when people land on here, I want them to be able to consume things in lots of different ways. So some of the blogs have audios on as well, you know, so people can listen to chapters of books and things like that. Again... don't get too hung up on exactly what I'm doing. Just think to yourself, you should be sitting there now thinking, what tiny part of this can I take and implement in my thing, you know? That's what you should be thinking. There might not be anything, but there probably will be. Work with Dom, how you can work with Dom. So if someone's been on here a while, or they've come back to it a number of times, and they've watched testimonials, yeah, we'll do the testimonials next, actually. Got the podcast on there too, they can listen to that. Testimonials. Got a bunch of testimonials on here. Bootcamp, everyone, happy smiley faces. Videos and written testimonials on here. There's Jen, Jennifer, Dan Kennedy again. It's everywhere, that man. Tammy Kay. And
more and more and more and more and more. Liz Whelan on the bottom. And there, I've got more to add. This is just like the start. There's going to be like, there'll be 20 or 30 testimonials on there. And people who are fishing, who are, they'll read them all. They'll read them all, they'll watch them all. And there'll be something that one of you guys will say in those testimonials that will make them think, do you know what, yeah, I'm going to sign up for them emails. Or I'm going to get that book. Or I'm going to, I'm maybe go to an event or something like that. Yeah. So the testimonials are incredibly important.
What's the difference between the testimonials and people putting like on your page and recommend you and stuff like that? Like, yeah.
It's the story. It's the story element of it. Yeah.
Ask them to write them,
but we'll
put more into it.
Yeah. So there's like a there's like a little template almost. So you almost you want to get them to be talking about how they felt before they discovered you, what the experience was when they worked with you, and then what happened afterwards. Okay? So a good question for you to ask your guys would be, how did you feel when you, like, why did you choose me and how did you feel before you, what were you worried about before you picked a groomer? You need to know things like that, yeah? What were you worried about? Well, I was worried about, you'll get answers that you wouldn't believe. You know, I was worried that they were going to set the dog on fire. I was worried that it was going to... But they will. People will be saying these type of things, you know. And if one person's saying it, similar to what we said before, then lots of people will be thinking it. So you put in a testimonial, and then all of a sudden you're the person who reassured the person who was worried about... Do you know what I mean? That's what you... Yeah, so it's a story, all right? The huge difference between... Right, you'd be better off having 5 or 6 kick-ass testimonials in, like, video and... text format than having 100 five-star reviews on Facebook or 50 Google reviews, you know? There's no comparison. I mean, there might be for rankings and stuff like that, but, like, you know, I mean, look at my Grow Your Peppers as Fast actual Facebook page. There's a fair few people in the group, but the page is, like, non-existent. I don't really do anything with it. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's a story all the time, you know? And there's some products on there as well. Why? Because I've got a lot of products. I'm quite prolific, as you know. I've even put a few dog training courses on there as well, just to kind of tempt some people who, because you know what fucking dog trainers are like, they'd rather buy a dog training course than buy a business course. So I thought, well, I'll put some dog training courses on there and then they might just buy that and that'll be a way to get them in the door. So there's different things on here, different price points too. I want people to know that I'm expensive. So £300 for those things, £600 for the Dog Walkers Bootcamp recordings. Another £700 for that one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but again, actually, it should be on there. I hope it is. Yeah, there is, yeah. So even on that page, there's a tips, you know? So if someone gets to the bottom and they say, I don't want to spend any money, well, guess what? You can still join the email list. The email sign-up page should be on everything. But anyway, what I really wanted to show you was, any questions on that, first of all? No? Useful or not? Yeah? Maybe, I don't know. right, here we go. Right, so this is now what the members area looks like when you log in. Okay, it actually exists. ta-da. So this is the gold area. So in the gold area, you get, there's the induction. So everyone is going to be required to do the induction first when they join the PBIC. And we do the induction webinars and the exercises and all the bonus videos are there. So it's like sequential, you know? Then this makes it really easy for me if I put a little pathway in front of people like that, because I mean, it's easy for them as well, because it can be quite overwhelming, can't it? That was the reason why we did the induction, wasn't it, first? Because people were like saying, fuck, it's brilliant, but I don't know what to do. And you know, it's like, well, okay, let's just calm down and let's do this. So now they have the induction. So now nobody can turn around to me and say, like if we're getting a call and I say, well, I figure out that they haven't got a USB or they look like everybody else, then I can just refer them back to the induction then, you know, because they've got to do this work, you know. It's not hard to do, but and it's really detailed as well. There's the Walk Yourself Wealthy course as well for dog walkers. You'll find that really useful too. The Top Dollar Dog Trainer course as well, which is similar, but that's good. Some bonus training here. So we've got the How to Be a Dog Superhero seminar highlights. Highlights from the Dog Walkers Bootcamp, a few podcasts, Q&As, different things. The uniqueness exercise that we were talking about before, that's on there as well. So all you guys will have access to all this. This is a good one. You'll love this now, guys. It's the Teleclass Vault. Ta-da! So all of the teleclasses since day one, all in one place.
that you can listen to online, so you don't need the CDs. And they'll get uploaded like straight away, you know. So I'll stick like what we've just done. Follow up, was it? Yeah. So that isn't on there yet because it was still going live. So follow up will go on there, and yeah, nobody can moan at me ever again. That's the only reason I've done it. And the critiques will go on there as well. And I must say, like, thanks for sticking with me while this has been. I like to think you've received enough value anyway, and it's been a long time coming. But it's fucking finally here. There we are, and little Sydney's there too.
Did his mum know he was out that night?
Yeah, so the critiques will go on the website, which I think will be better because they'll all sit there. And it's good for this is another reason, like letting you in on look over my shoulder type thing. This gets you going back to the website then, see? You know? So if I get you, rather than just email it to you, if I say it's on the website and you go to the website, then it gets you looking back on the website and stuff.
John, is this live now?
This is live now, yeah. Like, literally this morning. So, yeah. Is that it? Yeah, I think that's it, yeah. Yeah, so
there you go. Login for it, then? Is there a login for it? Or...
It was the same login as what you originally had, but you can, if you go to... Yeah, yeah. Well, if you... No, it's not a... As long as you use the same email, it'll just send you, like, a... You know what I mean? One of them reset your password thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah? So there'll be a... not ready yet. This is gold. There'll be a diamond area as well. And in the diamond area, there'll be all of the recordings from the boot camps and stuff. And what else have we done? Yeah, all the LOMS calls and stuff like that. Yeah, that'll all be in there. I probably won't get that done until maybe the week after next now, but it's just a matter of uploading. It's not difficult now. And there'll be a platinum area as well with the stuff in for that. And even the the free resources page. So the free resources, which I haven't... This is me. Sometimes you do silly things. So I've got these brilliant free resources that I give away with the Walk Yourself Wealthy book. And a lot of people sign up for it, you know, either through Audible or Amazon or whatever. And I don't hardly do anything with them then. I don't do anything with those people. So now they've got like a proper area, but at the top of their page, it will have a website. It will have a video that will basically do what I've just done for you guys now, you know? So it'll say like, hey, these are the free resources. Welcome, enjoy the free resources below, but like, look what you could win. You know what I mean? And I'll talk them through what's available in the inner circle, which will hopefully get people moving, you know? So trying to get people moving all the time. Yeah, make sense? Excellent, yeah, so that's live now. Enjoy, and, well, not enjoy now, because obviously you should be busy, shouldn't you?